A ride-sharing service called Uber will start operating in Anchorage this week. Instead of calling a taxi, people who need a ride can use a smartphone app to hail a nearby private vehicle. But taxi companies in Anchorage and around the world say it's unfair competition. KSKA's Ann Hillman learned more.
I decided to call a taxi to take myself to the interview about Uber. And they showed up right on time in a Prius with a super nice driver who knew the way, which is good, because I get lost pretty easy.
My ride downtown in a conventional taxi cost me $17, including the tip. That's about how much the Uber app estimates using their service would cost as well. So why would I use Uber? Uber West Coast General Manager Steve Thompson says it's because of convenience and safety.
You sign up, pinpoint your location, click a button that says request my Uber to come and pick me up. And from there, you can track a ride to come directly to you, see them street by street, know exactly who your driver is by photo, name, vehicle, make and model number, license plate number. And within the same app, you're able to actually contact your driver.
Thompson says all drivers have to pass rigorous criminal and traffic safety background checks. They don't employ anyone who is a sex offender or has had a DUI. They also require the vehicles to have 19-point inspections, and the drivers and vehicles have a $1 million insurance policy when they're on the job. But the vehicles are not required to have permits from the municipality, like conventional taxis, and the drivers don't have to undergo municipal training and testing. Jim Brennan, who represents the Anchorage Taxi Cab Permit Owners Association, says that's not fair.
This would be a blatantly illegal competitor to the local Anchorage taxi cab chauffeurs and owners of the taxi cabs who are required to comply with extensive municipal laws, which are there for the benefit of both the Anchorage customers of taxi cab service and also for the general public.
So is Uber legal in Anchorage?
Well, under our existing codes, probably not.
That's Municipal Transportation Director Eric Musser. He says that doesn't mean they aren't open to the idea of ride-sharing services.
As with most areas of the country, we're wrestling with, you know, how we want to welcome them into this market.
Musser says the city recognizes that the transportation industry is changing. Local companies realize it, too. Alaska Yellow Dispatch, the largest taxi company in Anchorage, will soon release an app that works like the Uber app. You can order and track vehicles, pay through the app, and request special items like a car that's authorized to go on base or carries a car seat for children. Yellow Dispatch CEO Sloan Unwin says the major difference is their company is permitted in Anchorage. Uber's Thompson says they're already working with the local government to make sure the company can legally operate in the city. He says they've already received over 100 applications for drivers, some of whom already work for taxi companies.
It's complete flexibility for moms who drop their kids off at school and just drive during the day, retired individuals that want to make extra income, or even students that are trying to pay off loans. So it's a big part of what we're focused on is it's a very dynamic driving community.
He says they're appealing to veterans and service members as well, and maybe public radio reporters?
Well, I'm in downtown Anchorage, so theoretically, I should be able to get a cab right on the street, right?
I walk straight up to an empty taxi.
Hi, are you available?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
And I head back to the studio, chatting with the driver, my smartphone tucked into my bag. In Anchorage, I'm Ann Hillman.